Area researchers are looking for the last thing most of us want to think about in our drinking water, feces. TPR technology reporter Paul Flav takes us to a creek outside Helotes where scientists are answering questions about the Edwards Aquifer, the source of 80% of San Antonio's drinking water.
Edwards Aquifer Authority hydrologist Jessica Quintanilla sloshes back onto shore from the middle of this creek, just off Scenic Loop Road, south of Gray Forest.
So the next thing we'll be setting up the peristaltic pump.
She lays a water sensor down and drags a 15-foot quarter-inch hose to shore. She and a Southwest research scientist start pumping water into plastic containers of various shapes and sizes.
Our sample time is 9:45.
Okay. On these?
Yeah, so next to the date, you'll put 9:45. Okay.
With Quintanilla's help, two projects are trying to answer questions about fecal matter in the aquifer. For the first time in its history, the Edwards Aquifer Protection Program is funding projects with $10 million to study issues like these.
If you talk about fecal contamination, the way to look at fecal contamination is to look at the specific bacteria which are present in the human gut.
UTSA professor Vikram Kapoor looks on as his grad students help Quintanilla work. This is one of 20 sites his study's been monitoring for a year. His project will, for the first time, identify the different types of animals polluting the water using microbial tracking. With nearly $700,000 from the protection program, he can target genes and bacteria he finds and identify the host animal and track it to its source.
So we have a marker which is specific to human sewage. We have a marker which is specific to cow, pig, dog, and so on.
With that, they can find out if most of the pollution's coming from animals, municipal waste, or the presence of other waste disposal. Similarly, Southwest Research Institute's collecting water today to feed another study about pollution from septic tanks and treated wastewater being used to irrigate land. This creek sits on the Edwards Aquifer Contributing Zone, an 8-county-wide piece of land the shape of a crescent moon stretching from Williamson to Kinney counties. Just north of the narrow strip of porous rock known as the Edwards Recharge Zone, where water refills the aquifer. So, says San Antonio Natural Resources Manager Grant Ellis, when water falls across the hill country and collects into streams and creeks
and flows into the area that is called the Recharge Zone. And it is at that point in time, over that narrow strip of land, where the water actually seeps back down underground and into the aquifer system.
And scientists say that Edwards is especially vulnerable to surface water because it's so porous. Figuring out how sewage spills, animal waste, and other disposal methods pollute is increasingly important as development in this area ramps up, says Annalisa Peace with the Greater Edwards Aquifer Alliance.
Oh my God, with the growth that's going on in the recharging contributing zone of the Edwards, it's really good to have money for these studies.
Her organization received money for a separate study, but with wastewater, Peace says they've wanted to know the answers to these questions for years. In 1984, San Antonio was the site of one of the first aquifer contaminations of feces-based Cryptosporidium, an outbreak that sickened 80 people.
I think it's absolutely needed because I think we've been kind of trusting our luck, frankly, that that won't happen again. And I have had public health officials tell me that they're really worried about this.
The two studies will provide data on where pollution's coming from, how it can be controlled through regulatory changes or education and outreach, and whether these contributing zones should be considered for conservation easements. That's where they pay the owners not to develop land. It's where the vast majority of the protection program's money has gone the past 18 years. People in San Antonio hear about the levels of the aquifer all the time and how and when they can water their lawn, says Grant Ellis with the city.
The quality of the water is also just as important as the quantity. Being able to assess the quality of the water that is recharging into the aquifer is going to be able to tell us how we can protect it in the future.
Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.